8th parak of Kehilim, 5th Mishnah. Ketana gol shebolas hasheretz v'nofer la'aver hatana. A chicken swallowed something that's metama, a dead creature, dead mouse, let's say, and it fell into the tana. Toha, because something that's swallowed up inside a live creature is not metama. The mace, if the tarnagol died, this chicken died, then the sheretz tummy, then it's metama. Why? Because just because it's inside a piece of meat is not a reason for it not to be metama. It's inside a live creature, then it's not metama. Once the rooster died, then the dead sheretz inside it will be metama. A dead rooster, a dead bird by itself is not metama, because time when you swallow it, not when it touches something. Hasheretz shenimsa betana. If there's a dead sheretz inside the tana, like a dead mouse in the tana, hapasha b'teicho yishniya, then the bread inside of it is considered sheni betuma. Shatana tchila. Now, there will be room to say that if there's bread in the same tana, it's as if the sheretz is touching the bread. We don't say that. We say the bread which is suspended in the tanner is matama the tanner. The tanner becomes a rishon, and then afterwards the tanner is matama, is bread, which is a shame.